Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode, Business Edition. Today, we're going to talk about your business and how it wants to innovate. It's not going to be a super long episode because I was really getting the message that like innovate is the message in general, and that will be different to everybody. But I do have a few ways in which I guess business is going to start to innovate over the next few years, which I thought was really exciting, and kind of what I was feeling from your business. But it's funny, like I had other ideas of what I was going to do for this episode, but I could not stop hearing the word innovation. It was like a conversation that needed to be had. And I feel like it's not going to be a perfect conversation. Like I don't have it super clear, all the answers. But overall, I just want to have a conversation about innovation and kind of what does that look like in business? What does that look like in your business? And I don't even think this is necessarily like only about business. This is also career. And I think this is just an extension of what we've all been feeling, this kind of career shift. Like I need to change things up. I need to do things differently. I need to be more authentic, like truly a change. But it's almost like the divine is saying, yeah, but we're missing the innovation part. Like we can't talk about change without talking about innovation, because sometimes change could be more of the same. And also change can sometimes be, let me follow what somebody else has already done, like almost like I'm moving one career to the next career. But it's like anybody who's, or I'm moving like my business from one way of, you know, being to another way of being. But that's happening in, like to everybody right now. But it's important that those of us who are listening understand that there's a difference between change and innovation. Like you can have change without innovation, and innovation is very much needed for where we are going. And let's talk a little bit about what that is. So the way I'm understanding innovation is not just only like AI, you know, which is like all that we're hearing about, but it's really like doing things differently. And to me, an innovator is usually somebody who is a visionary, and a visionary is somebody who is creative, because, and they're really like stepping into that kind of creative force, because there are people that are creating something that doesn't already exist. And I know that can like freak some of us out because it puts a lot of pressure on us to be like, oh, well, but everything has existed, or I can't like come up with new ideas. It's not so much the idea of your business. Like to me, you know, there's a few things that we can do in business where kind of like, you know, that there's not too much innovation in like kind of what you do in business, but more like how you do your business. So taking like an old business, like let's say, you know, here in my town, I always ask my husband, I'm like, what's going to happen when like these old guys die out? The ones that are like electricians and like plumbers, and that like people don't want to do those jobs anymore. And like, what's going to happen? Or even like the heavy equipment, like those jobs, like construction, those are all still like very much needed. And, you know, I always think like things like that, for example, like taking a business like that, but innovating that business basically. So it's not necessarily like we have to think of a new way to build homes, but kind of how we run the business is what wants to be innovated. So I don't want you to like drive yourself crazy about like, oh, now I have to change what I'm doing. No, it's how you're doing it. It's innovating the way in which you do what you do. And then of course, there's an aspect of innovation that has to do with technology. And I do feel like AI is kind of a blanket term for the type of technology that is coming forward right now. It's like, I don't know, like almost like maybe when the web, when like the internet was coming, like anything was called internet, but maybe it's not all internet. It's like there's different parts or something. It's kind of how I feel like AI is bringing so much innovation, and it's kind of just like a big term for the different types of innovation that's going to come. And they're maybe not all like truly AI, but they're like AI based basically. And that, like looking at what's possible, they're getting to know it a little bit, like spending some time with just looking at what people are doing with AI, like what is ChatGPT, like what are the new inventions? I got this like super funny pitch the other day into my email that I had to forward to my brother, who's actually, he's a software engineer and he's like, you know, doing AI stuff now. And I sent him this funny pitch because it was cracking me up, but it's like this AI company that is, I can't even explain it, but like using AI for guys who need help dating. So you basically like chat with their AI to get better at chatting with women. So, I mean, there's like all sorts of stuff out there, but you know, like kind of opening your eyes to like how much is being innovated and created right now. That's like a big part of kind of what this message is about. So it could also mean like going to conferences, like going even outside of your industry, you know, reading different articles about like what is actually happening in the world. Because as entrepreneurs, like we get so stuck in our own industry, right? Like, and we have to kind of, and we're like just so in it most of the time. But this message is about like lifting up your head for a second and see what is being created in the world, because there's so much being created outside of our industries right now. And that's really what this message is about. Okay, another message that I was understanding is that creativity will be rewarded. So this is really about like thinking outside of the box, or really, but specifically looking at your systems. So for example, maybe I do Instagram and like this is like a system that I use to get clients or whatever. And not that we're going to necessarily like get rid of Instagram, but looking, taking a minute to look at like beyond social media or like other ways to get clients that are new, like new ways of doing this. So, and also being creative about it, like maybe like, yeah, sure, this is like the way things are done on Instagram, but like I actually like want to be a little creative. And I was thinking like this would be a fun idea to come up with. So your own creativity is going to be rewarded, because we're actually like moving into an era of creativity. And if another thing I would say is that like anybody who's listening that like wants to be paid for their creativity, like is like dreaming of being a writer or whatever, we're going to see a lot of that happen a lot more in like the next 5 years. So I'm just telling you now to like get on it today, because we're actually going to see that movement happen. Like somehow people are going to be getting paid for creativity in a way that we haven't seen before. So if you have a little bit of like, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to get paid to do such and such, to really follow that, because that such and such is a creative energy, first of all, like within you, like I know it is. And you just kind of think like, oh, artists don't get paid. But that's actually going to change in the next few years. And you know how it is, it's a, like a rush, like a gold rush. So you want to be ahead of it. So just remember that I'm telling you this. So like if you've been thinking about making some sort of creative career change or being more creative in your business or finding ways for your business to bring in money through creativity, to get on that, you know, sooner than later, and that your creativity in general, like your ability to be creative, your creative thoughts, your creative visions are really going to be rewarded. Next message is that it is no longer time to follow trends. And, you know, if you've been an entrepreneur for a while, you know that like, especially with the introduction of social media, we became very trend based because the algorithms, since we were so like, you know, we've been so, what's the word, like just taken over by these freaking algorithms, like somehow they have become our king, you know? And because of that, we've had to like learn the game and learn the algorithm. So we became very trend oriented. So like whatever trends were going, we're like working or whatever, like we had to follow them. And that actually sucks your creativity, right? Because you're not really doing anything because you have ideas. You're actually like trying to act like a robot. And we've been very kind of trend focused. And actually, this may not pay off right away. Like I think that it's kind of being able to handle both, like definitely like kind of keeping up with trends in whatever way you're keeping up with trends. And it might not only be social media, it may be like trends in your industry, like kind of like I'm a shoemaker. And like, obviously I'm trying to make shoes according to the trends in which like people are purchasing. And I think I'm not saying like, let's get rid of following trends, but it just looks like people that are really like listening to their own guidance and to their own intuition, their own vision are really going to be rewarded. And sometimes when you're just focused on trends, you're actually giving your intuition away. So the reason to like not only be looking at trends, and trends is so funny because trends at the end of the day is like the ability to look into the future. But it's like we all have that. Actually, when I was in media as an editor at first, I was not a great writer because I wasn't trained. Like I didn't go to school to be a writer. So I was like learning as I went. And the real reason that I got hired for my first editorial job was because I could see trends, which was so funny. Like I didn't know at the time that I was intuitive, but like I wrote, for example, I pitched and pitched and pitched my boss to let me write this article about Pitbull, which at the time he was just like this guy in Miami that was like doing music around town. But I knew like he was going to get big, even though he was like, actually when you would see him live, he was like awful. But I just knew it. Like I actually can like see like people's auras and like kind of see. That's why I've always been like really good at spotting talent. And, you know, they hired me more so because I had that ability. And of course, but they still fought me, which is really funny because finally I got that article. They only give me one page in the back of the magazine, which is like an insult. I would love to talk to my boss now and be like, what do you think about that? But you know, anyways, I got my article and that was just like, kind of like, you know, I didn't know enough about the industry, and which is funny that my boss came, he was an editor at a music at a music magazine before. And he was like so in the industry that he was more interested in what was cool, what was trending. And since I had no like prior experience, I was just going off like my own intuition. So that's kind of what I mean here. Like, you know, there's always a place for trends, of course, like the data, blah, blah, all that matters. But it almost looks like we've gone too far with following trends and we don't want to hand off our intuitive like hits and guidance for the sake of trends. So really learning to balance that. And maybe even you have a team, let's say you have like a marketing team and they are like reporting to you and they're very trend based, really encourage them to not only come up with like trend ideas, but to also come up with like their own creative, innovative ideas. So to kind of mix that in with the following trends and just letting yourself have space to bank on your own intuition within your entrepreneurial journey or your business. Because man, like I cannot even put into words. That's why I'm like, I don't think I can make this episode so long, even though you know me, I could talk forever. But there's so much change happening that like it's even hard to predict, right? Because it's things that I've never seen before. So it's like I don't have words for it. It's kind of like if you would have asked me if you would have asked me, you know, 10 years ago about podcasts, like I probably wouldn't, I don't know how long podcasts have been around, but whatever, like, let's just say before I like wouldn't have the words to explain this massive like media shift that was going to happen. Right. And that's kind of how I feel right now. So to really like make time for your intuition in business, to even make meetings, actually Benny and I, you know, we've already started, but we have our other like real estate company. And the other day he's like, we had some time together and we were coming up with such good ideas. And he's like, Nikki, we really need to have one meeting a week that's just about ideas. Because Benny's very psychic and obviously me. And there's value in that. And I think that like, you know, we're working so hard in our business that we don't like have time to come up with like random ideas or even like follow random ideas. But it's just, there's so much space for like new things and new ideas to come. There's just some sort of like big opening and we're at the beginning of that being rewarded. It's not going to be rewarded like 5 to 7 years from now, but right now it is. So I'm just kind of, I wish I could like get a percentage of your new ideas, but I swear like buy the lotto ticket is kind of how I feel. Okay. So we're going to like kind of lesson on the trends and really encourage ourselves and everybody around us to like dig into our intuition and our visionary skills. And entrepreneurs are visionaries, so you guys all have it. And with that, I feel like this also gives us permission to stop like watching other people in our industry, which is like sometimes a good thing, but like not very much like always a good thing. So like, cause it could, you know, really fuel comparison. And I feel that even people that are on top, like especially like social media number wise, that's not going to like matter much anymore. And we're going to talk about social media in a second, because obviously we can't like talk about innovation and looking into the future in business without talking about social media, because it's such a big part of like all of our businesses now. But to really, yeah, you don't have to like follow as much. And I think it's always good to do case studies and to see people that have come before you. Like I do that in my own business. I think there's a lot of value there, but just right now in this moment of time, there's not as much value in that right now. There will be again in like a few years, but there is like creativity, innovation is going to be more rewarded than kind of following what has been working. So like, we don't really have to spend too much time on like what has been working, but more so like, what do we think is about to work? And this is actually an interesting moment. You know, that tale, the tortoise, we'll just call it a turtle and the rabbit, right? The turtle and the hare, that like, you know, the hare is like speeding, then takes a break and somehow the turtle passes them. There's a little bit of that vibe here where there's some people that are going to be sitting on their laurels that are like, all right, like, you know, I'm doing good. Like I'm chilling. I'm going to sit here, that are going to be outpaced by somebody who's innovative and that's like new and flexible and young, but could like innovate and be, and they like have less to lose than some of these people that are sitting on their laurels. So like if you're in an industry and you're kind of like the David in like David and Goliath, there's all sorts of fables here, guys, then there's like a real opportunity for the Davids now, as long as they are not trying to follow the Goliaths, if that makes sense. And like, it's going to be interesting to see some people. We don't want anybody to like fall from their, you know, whatever, from their kingdom, but it's not necessarily like a fall, but there's going to be a passing of some of that. If you are somebody who is sitting on your laurels, who is at the top of your game, this is super important for you, because this is not just for like newbies. This is actually for people who are very established as well, to go ahead and do what you do best, which is like take risk on your creative ideas. Okay, so next innovation message I was getting was customer customization. And the only way that I can understand this was that companies seem like, and this has to be AI is what I'm guessing, you know, we are like, in a perfect world, we would all run as like a very small, like mom and pops company, where you know your customers' trends. Like, you know that like, my dad used to always go to this one jewelry store in Miami every like holiday to buy my mom jewelry. Like this lady is like drenched in jewelry. And I went with him once to the jewelry store for like a birthday, Valentine's, I don't remember what it was, to buy my mom something. And the man that always helped my dad, like my dad was like picking out this like one bracelet, and he was like, oh, like that bracelet, like my mom, you know, my wife would love that bracelet. And the guy was like, no, Dr. Novo, you already bought that for her last year. Like my dad forgot that he had bought that bracelet for her like whatever, a year ago or whatever. So this guy like just knew my dad's shopping trends so personally, because it was a small shop and my dad had been going there for years, right? So ideally every company could be that guy, right? Like that sales guy that like knew my dad so well. Ideally, you know, imagine like a big company being able to have these people that could know their individuals, because we've become so digital in a sense. And it does seem like somehow there becomes like customer customization and like almost like a concierge service. Cause to me that was like so concierge service. It's not like my dad's like a big baller or whatever. He just went to the same store, you know, over and over again. And my gosh, like what concierge type service, right? That guy was giving my dad. And it's almost like, especially companies that are like, those of you who have like stores or even just like retail, anything like that, people that, you know, companies that like depend on like seasonal purchases and stuff like that, really does seem like that customer customization, like almost imagining that kind of guy knowing every single customer is going to become a big deal. So the softwares might be already created, but it almost feels like that it's not just like an email noticing your habits, but it actually feels like you have a little like AI person assigned to you that like really knows you. I feel like there's not much to do here other than, you know, look out for the softwares when they come out. But also if there's any small way for you to like collect your customers' data in their habits, the like kind of keeping, and it's funny, I do this on a very small scale. I don't do this so much anymore, but when I first started, I had an Excel sheet, and after every single reading, I would write notes, you know, like what this is called something. I'm like, it's blanking from my head, but I would write notes about my person, and then I would check in on them every once in a while, right? So it's kind of like that, but like on steroids. It feels almost like somehow you, I don't know, AI is like multiplying that process to be able to like really feel like a concierge type service. So if you're not doing that already, to really kind of think about your customers' like habits, all that, and how you can keep track of them. All right. And like I said, we cannot talk about innovation without, or like, I don't know, looking into the future, whatever, without talking about social media. What is going to happen to social? And guys, I mean, I sat there for a long time, like really trying to feel into it, really trying to see it. And man, it, believe it or not, it looks like people are going to get bored of social. And it's, I feel like it's already happening. I feel a lot. There's just not anything, there's not really a place to go yet. But if there were like a good place to go, people would go, is really like my feeling. So of course, again, that doesn't mean that we like stop the social campaigns, but to kind of consider and just spend some time to think about like what is next when it comes to having that connection with your clients via video, all that stuff. And it really looks like we're going to move into some sort of, it's like people are going to get interested almost like in vlogging style, or like kind of that live streaming, which is very much like a gamer thing right now, but it's going to be more of a kind of like watch my life, like. But it seems like almost that is a little hard to do right now, or like not a lot of people are able to do it. But there are going to be, even like look at Reels, right? Like Reels made it easy to make like a small little movie, right? Which was like really hard to do. It's the actual technology that made something that like people probably wanted to do very hard, very easy to do, right? And there's something like that coming for kind of this vlogging style of like looking into my life. And I think it's a platform to me more than anything. It's not so much like a technology, because like we have the editing like technology or whatever, but it feels like there's like a platform coming that's going to support that. Email gets some sort of new look. I'm not sure what that is, but somehow email like has a, like kind of reinvents itself in like the best of ways. So to me, you know, as business owners, like continuing that email newsletter, collecting emails, like that's still like a good thing, but definitely social looks. So let's say you do have a big social following, it would be a good time to start getting people on email, because social is going to become less and less of a drive, basically. And instead of thinking about social, it feels like thinking about entertainment, like that, I know that sounds so weird, but in your business, how can you entertain people? Like, how can you like kind of let them into your business? Like, it feels much more like documentary type style. So I don't know, there's something shifting there. So just kind of a, you know, a reminder, if anybody is like heavily invested in social, to kind of shift into taking those people off into something else, something like email or even texting. Okay, next message. If you haven't already done so, your business is definitely asking for it a bit of a rebrand, like a new outfit, new colors. Definitely we're moving to a place where like brands will have more color. And almost like, I don't know, I see the graphics almost like layered or something. So to kind of, if you haven't, you know, if you just had a rebrand, cool. But if you like have been thinking about a rebrand, this is definitely like your sign to work on that, because I don't know, it's just about like freshening up something that's old, like just evolving the brand and even helping, like helping the look be different. So that could even mean to me, like if you're used to taking photos one way, like changing the way you do photos, even like if you do products or something, even yourself, like if you tend to take photos and you are dressed a certain way, like to consider a new kind of style, a new kind of look, and even like getting some help with that if you need to. But like a rebrand is going to be, I don't know, it just kind of gets you ahead of, because there's going to be, like, people are going to catch on that, like, change is happening, but people are just a little comfortable right now. So, like, you can get ahead of it by doing this rebrand is basically what I was feeling. Oh, and I should have said this in the beginning of the convo, but entrepreneurs are going to be so important in this new change and so many things changing. Like, they're actually going to be super, super valuable. So anybody who has the gift of, like, teaching other entrepreneurs, that's a great thing to kind of keep up and ramp up and stick to, because there will be more and more. Like, we thought we had a big, like, rise of entrepreneurs, but we're going to have it even more, because it's like actually like employees almost, I don't know, like you kind of have to watch out if you're an employee right now, because you, I don't, it just looks like technology is going to, I don't want to say like, yeah, it's definitely, yeah, it's going to eliminate employees, and not, you know, not all of them, but it's going to eliminate employees. And what's going to happen is that, like, owners of companies are not going to, like, put up with employees' standards or their, I don't know, or their emotions or something the way that they've had to. There's some shift in power there, like not in the huge, huge, huge companies, but more like smaller, like, businesses. There is going to be a leaning of specifically small businesses. Like, there's going to be like a leaning up of like how many people you need to have on your team, because technology is going to be so supportive specifically for the small business. I mean, I think most people here are business owners, but to kind of just like know that, to not underestimate like your ability to become a better entrepreneur, a better small business owner, that, like, you know, sometimes, especially as creatives, we get like so into our crafts, but this is just a reminder to like study business, because that's going to be super valuable, like, come the next few years. And people may even like look up to you because of what you've done business-wise. And if you're an employee, my suggestion is to really take a minute to ask yourself if you love what you're doing, because, like, again, like, passion and love is like really going to be rewarded. So to really like ask yourself, like, do you have enough like passion and love to kind of hold you over, to kind of move you forward? Because there is going to be kind of an asking of more learning from you. Actually reminds me of my high school that I went to, which is such a great high school. But I guess like after I graduated a few years later, this new principal came in and he was very visionary, and he wanted every single employee that was a teacher there to get their master's. Like, he was going to start firing people that did not have their master's. And of course there were people there that were like close to retiring, and they were like, what the shit? Like, I don't want to go back to school and get my master's. But he really felt like that was needed because of like where the world was going, right? So I share that example because employees are going to be, there's going to be another learning curve. It's kind of like when social media came on board and it's like, oh my gosh, all these people had to catch on and start getting interested in technology in that way. We're going to see something similar. And if you have a love for what you're doing, you're going to be excited to learn, you know? But if you don't, you're going to feel kind of like these teachers that, like, you know, were like wanting to jump ship. And I don't see anything wrong with that, you know, but just kind of a little bit of a warning to those of us that, like, maybe don't love what we're doing, to also consider like starting the thing that we do love, just to kind of have a little bit of a safety net, or to even start studying and educating yourself even before somebody asks you to. Because it does look like being able to study more, but, and also being able to have an expertise, like, that is like employees will be asked to have more, just more knowledge, I guess. Like, they're going to be asked to like kind of educate themselves beyond whatever it was that they studied in school. So I don't know, which is sad. I guess it's kind of like less apprenticeship and like more knowledge. So to kind of educate yourself as well, if that is possible. And if, like, you know, if you're interested in that. Lastly, just to wrap this up, you guys, because I think as entrepreneurs, you know, we can't help but think about money and wealth. And like, that's part of the reason, you know, we get into entrepreneurship. And we're definitely coming off of like this season where, you know, huge influencers with huge followings and huge, like, the tech gods, like with huge amounts of money, right? Like we've seen that in a way that has almost felt like the new American dream. Like you watch the Kardashians and you're like, oh, now I have to like live like that. And that's like what I'm aspiring to. But I want to say this, and I'm trying to say it like not in a bad way, because I actually see this as a really good thing, but money and the way that is distributed is really, really going to change. So if you were trying to shoot for like kind of a Jeff Bezos life or a Kim K life, I mean, I feel like if you are, you're probably not listening to this episode, but I want you instead to think about like, what is a good life? You know, like what's a good life for me? Like what is enough? What is sustainable? Like what is important? Because that is a better goal than money right now. Because like this shift, it's going to be scary for people, because like the way money's going to spread out is going to kind of like scare people. Or it's even the way power spreads out, right? Like there will no, and we've already seen this already, but like celebrities, for example, that's a good example. You know, there used to be, I don't know, during a season, like 20 of them, 50 of them or whatever that were like A-list, right? And now with all these different like medias, I mean, there could be somebody super famous, like in their own little corner of the world, but like not be known in the mainstream, right? So we have already seen power, fame, wealth already spread to even people that are like, quote unquote, not known, right? And that's going to continue to happen. Like, it's kind of like there will not really be mainstream celebrity as much anymore. And we're going to kind of start like toning that down. And that's an example of how a certain type of resource, like a power of fame, is going to be like spread out. And the same thing is going to happen to money, but in a very good way. So to kind of think about like, what is a good life for me, rather than coming from like that wounded place of like, there can never be enough. Like I need to have, you know, X, Y, Z, blah, 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 the cars, blah, blah, blah. That's not, it's just like, it's not what's going to be rewarded, I guess. I know I keep using that word, but I'm saying rewarded because it's funny, like, you know, we were talking about trends and following like algorithms. The earth kind of has an algorithm. Like it's almost like it has an energy, and there are certain like openings and portals that are online right now and working. And it's like almost like a new algorithm, and there's going to be new ways of being rewarded. And like what used to be rewarded, because that's the way the earth was working, like will not be rewarded in this new era. So, you know, you can call it the new earth or like whatever, wherever we're like shifting to, but that kind of like greed is just not going to be rewarded the way that it was. But what's really going to be rewarded is like your ideal life, your ideal lifestyle. And that's more important to kind of lean into, think about like slow and steady kind of, you know, vibes that like wins the race. And that, and you're going to be like the beneficiary of this, like spreading out of money if you stay with that in mind. Okay, friends, that's what I have today. I hope that somehow this all made sense, but it's like these future downloads that are coming my way that I can't even like fully express yet, but I appreciate you for listening. And I think, you know, being able to pick up what I was dropping, right? So like definitely use your own intuition always in these episodes, because I'm just kind of creating the space for your own messages to come through. I can't always complete all the sentences, but hopefully it inspires you to like receive whatever it is that you're meant to receive. And yeah, I'm excited for the future, and I'm excited about all the innovation, and I hope you are too. And I send you so much love. See you next week. If you loved this episode, that means that you are ready to shift into your future self. So many of you are ready. So I went ahead and I created a very special future self activation healing. So basically, you will be guided by my voice. I'll bring you to meet your future self. And what's so cool about seeing the future self is not because like, oh, you get messages and you will get that through the meditation, but it's also because you get to see how the future self is carrying herself, kind of like who she is, how she got there. And you can borrow the energy from the future self and start putting it into your present day. So that's what I created this meditation for. It is $7, and you can listen to it over and over again once you buy it, and you can visit your future self often to get messages. I often visit my future self, and I really wanted to gift you guys that experience. So if you're feeling called to it, the link is in the show notes to purchase the $7 activation. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.